You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Let's do this. I am coming to you live from Madison tonight, actually. Conrad is holding down the fort back in Green Bay, in town for the Godfather of Green Bay screening tomorrow night, and always love doing the show from our headquarters right over State Street downtown. Such a blast. One of my favorite cities to be in. So great to have you with me tonight. It is a beautiful Wednesday night here in our state's capital. Hope you're having a great day and hope we can help you leave the day behind, folks. Let's talk movies. Let's talk TV, music, and comedy, and all the great things in life that make us happy and bring us together. We got a fun hour. Lots of show left. It's fun catching up with Lauren Holly in hour one. We talked a little Bears Packers. Conrad and I, at some point, we have to talk chair company, because I think both of us were pretty baffled at the end of that at the show. So we'll get into that at some
confused
point.
Confused is a word.
Totally confused. We have a great question of the night. It is, what Christmas song or carol do you not need to hear this holiday season? I said, need a little Christmas right this very minute. The dogs barking jingle bells. I actually have two. Conrad said, what did you say? Silent Night?
I actually didn't say mine yet.
What? How did that happen?
Well, I mean, the dogs barking is an obvious one. I could definitely go without listening to that my rest of my life. But
so can dogs, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't need to hear that either.
I'm going to say Jason Kelsey singing any Christmas tunes.
Well, yeah. I'll take things that don't need to be said for 100, Alex.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Does he do that?
I don't know if you heard that they've been doing it for 3 years now. It's called the Philly Special. And it's
after the
Lane Johnson. I forget the other guy. It's all the offensive linemen, and they make Christmas music. It all goes, you know, to charities and stuff, but Jason Kelsey, part of that is he shouldn't. He can't sing.
Well, thank you. Thanks for
that. I'm just saying, don't listen to it. The other guys are good, though.
Done and done. That's awesome. Okay, well, so share with us, folks. You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. On the text line, let us know what song you don't need to hear. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on Facebook, YouTube, or X Twitter, you can drop us a stream comment. And if you're on any of these platforms, please feel free to give a like or a follow. Always nice to receive those. Great to have you with me tonight. We still got a ton of show coming up. In just a couple minutes, I'm going to introduce a bad mom of comedy. This is so, I love this. It's a comedy group, but Orly KG will be here. She is the head of the group, and I'm going to ask her why that's bad. But it will be fun. They're performing here in the not too far from Madison very shortly. So we'll get into all that with Orly in just a minute. Brian Edding, movie producer Brian Edding, will be here at 7:20. And celebrity chef from the new show, it's a spinoff, actually, of Next Level Chef called Next Level Baker. Wisconsinite Chad Visper will be here. Am I saying that right? I don't know my notes.
Visker.
Yes. Chad Visker. He's like a pastry chef extraordinaire, and I can't wait to talk to him because pastries are my weakness. More than meat or pasta or fish or anything, I'm very excited to talk to Chad. And he is in this competition show. There's only 3 episodes, and it's all month. So we'll be rooting for Chad, and we'll meet him at 6:35. But we've got also, we are giving tickets away for the Godfather of Green Bay screening, which is tomorrow night at the Atwood Music Hall. A film I made 20 years ago. This is our 20th anniversary screening. It stars Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Tom Lennon, Lance Barber, and me, because I couldn't afford a big name. But it turned out well. It was a lot of fun to do. Music is by the Bodines, and we're screening it tomorrow night at the Atwood Music Hall. And $1 of every ticket Tickets are only $10, by the way. Goes to the Humane Society of Dane County. So it's for a good cause. Come on out. Laugh with us and say hello if you do come out. But we are giving away 3 sets of tickets, and we are going to do that right now. All you have to do, please make sure you can go. That's all we ask. The tickets are free. They're in sets of 2. And the keyword, you just text in a lot of keywords tonight, Conrad.
Yeah.
I hope people can keep them straight. But there's no text to win this hour. So this is all about ticket giveaways.
Yes.
The keyword is, Conrad, I'm going to let you do this. I rarely let you give the keyword.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, the no keyword problem. Is green. G-R-E-N. Wait, no. G-R-E-E-N. That's why you don't want to do it. Time. Wait, that's a...
Just whoopsies. Green, folks. Yes. Basic green. G-R-E-E-N. 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 Text that in right now, and Conrad will get your information, and we will get you set up with tickets for the screening tomorrow night of The Godfather of Green Bay. It should be a lot of fun. And some big laughs, perfect way to kick off the holiday season. And I look forward to seeing all of you that show up and want to say hello. Okay, so we did that, and we've got, all right, I think we're going to go. Speaking of comedy, this is exciting. I love this. There's a show in Waterloo happening, and we are going to talk to the founder of the Bad Moms comedy group. She joins us now from Chicago, but they're performing in Wisconsin. It's a road trip. And you should road trip to see them, because this is going to be a really fun show. She joins me now over the stream, Orly KG. Hi, Orly. Do we have Orly?
Hello, can you hear us?
Oh, no. I see her mouth move. She's trying to say something. We've got to get through to Orly sometime. We'll figure this out. But in the meantime, I will read a text if Con wants to try to get Orly through here. Sometimes we have issues with the stream. Brian from the 608 says, I want to, pardon me, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. He says, never needs to be played again. I agree, Brian. That's like one of those novelty songs. They're not supposed to be for the ages. It was like a goofy idea some guy recorded in his basement or something. Tyler from the 608 says, was Lauren Holly on the series China Beach? I don't think so, Tyler. She was in Picket Fences and NCIS, and now she's in a show called Family Law. I don't think she was on China Beach, though. Tom from Hartford says, movie equals Christmas in Connecticut. Well done, Tom. Thank you, sir. Tom says, Holiday Inn, Bing Crosby, another great movie. I think that's the song, too. I'm not sure. How are we doing, Con? Do we have Orly?
I'm talking to her in the chat right now.
Okay, perfect. Let me know. Mark from Prairie du Sac in the 608 says, till I was about 14, I shared a bedroom with my 3 younger brothers, and my mother read to us every night. At Christmas time, she would read A Christmas Carol. I still read it and appreciate the messages it gives. Mark, that is awesome. And, you know, my kids are, I don't have teenagers anymore. My youngest is 20. And I still love to read those books at Christmas time. It just never gets old. And that's a beautiful text. Thank you. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, I will hate them all in about 2 weeks, except for Santa Baby. Now, that's interesting because Santa Baby shows up kind of on the I don't need to hear again list either. But Tyler likes it. So we like it, too, because we like Tyler. Tom from Hartford says, anything Jackson 5. That's the one, I think the Jackson 5 sings Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. That gets pretty old. I don't disagree with you, Tom. Rosemary from the 715. Oh, I already read that one. And Mark, Monica from Mount Horeb says, we already read that one too. Oh, well, look at me getting through these texts. Mark from Prairie du Sac in the 608 says, I don't really hate any of the Christmas songs. One that amuses the adolescent boy in me, though, is Chipmunks Roasting Over an Open Fire. Very morbid, Mark. Thank you for the text. John in Madison says, for Pete Schwab's show, Paul McCartney's Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. I like a lot of Paul's stuff, but that just is discordant as heck. I agree with you, John. It just seems kind of thrown together. I don't get it. So I'm with you. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. The Christmas song I don't want to hear is Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. Look at that. I like Paul, but this song sucks. Thank you, Anna. You and John are in cahoots. How we doing, Con?
I
Conrad, like, don't bother me. I'm working. All right, you keep going. I'm going to read some stream texts. At least I'm getting caught up on texts. Steve from Florida, that's Conrad's dad, says, I got to say the Christmas song I don't like is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Yeah, that's another one. I'm just like, you know, you hear it once. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they said that. But it just, now you hear it. It's like, you don't ever need to hear that again. It's not sweet. It's not good. All right, keep those texts coming, folks, and we will read them on the radio. Always more fun when you guys participate. I think, how are we doing, Con? Do we have a friend, Orly?
Hi! Hey.
Orly, it is great to meet you. I'm glad we finally had
you. I got to tell you, me and technology don't always get along. I really apologize about that. So,
well, I'm in radio, and I'm not much better, so no harm, no foul. Glad we figured it out, and I'm glad you're here. Do you have a favorite Christmas carol or a least favorite Christmas carol?
Oh, well, I'm Jewish, so I got to say the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song is is clearly my favorite. So, yeah, no, we're over here like sad and with lighting our candles while looking at your beautiful Christmas lights. So that's our
deal. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's either way. That being said, I'm glad you that's the first Hanukkah song we've heard tonight. So I'm glad to hear that from you.
Oh, good. And if my computer was working, I would have heard it too.
We will send you a link to the podcast after we post it, and you'll be able to hear all of this. So, all right. So tell us about the Bad Moms of Comedy. How did this group get started?
Because I'm a crazy person. That's how it got started. So yeah, I started doing comedy 4 years ago. I mean, trust me, I've been a jokester my entire life. I finally started putting it in real time. And I noticed when I was at all of these mics in Chicago that there weren't a lot of moms in the audience. And I thought to myself, oh, these women need a night out. So I started gathering all these mom comics and we started booking rooms. And next thing you know, we're on the Kelly Clarkson show and we've been at City Wineries in Nashville and St. Louis and Chicago. So we're having a really good time, having a lot of fun. And we're not mean moms. We're just bad moms, which is really like a play on words because we're all good moms, but sometimes it's just really hard to be the best mom all the time.
But are you worried people are going to show up and chastise you for being bad mothers? I mean, that name.
We are ready. Oh, trust me. I have hecklers at home. They're called teenagers. So like Conrad with his peace fingers. I'm like, yeah, come on, try it. Yeah. Hold my colostomy bag. I will hurt you. Don't even think about it.
You have a tough crowd in the living room. What audiences can't throw anything at you? That's fantastic. So what can we expect if people go out to Waterloo to see the show? Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what that night will be like for people.
Oh, it's going to be fabulous. So we are going to swear, just so you know. It is worth putting a bra on for. And gents, I promise you, if you come to the show, you will not grow ovaries. You will have a good time listening to women and female comics. We're actually going to be in Waterloo on Friday, which we're very excited about. And we're going to be at the Comedy Cabin in Janesville on Thursday. So because, you know, Wisconsin in December, we're like, yeah, that's like Florida. Let's do it.
You know what? I have a bone to pick. First of all, can I wear a sports bra or does it have to be an actual bra?
Well, if you need one, I'm not going to deny your comfort there, Pete. So,
sadly.
Yes, of course.
We're going to do a very short break and then we're going to come back and talk more with Orly. We've got her, folks. She's here and she's doing comedy in Waterloo and Janesville. And we'll talk more about Chicago and comedy and Wisconsin, all things that are fun in life. We're coming right back. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, folks. It is a Wednesday night edition of Nightlight with Peach Wabba, coming to you live from downtown, beautiful downtown Madison, just over State Street. I have to give a quick shout out. Con, can you see the balloons?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, there's a two there because it's our 2-year anniversary. And that Megan Semph, a shout out to Megan for putting that together. This is very nice. We talked about it a little bit yesterday with Bill Leff, who was our first guest, and he was on last night. So it's our 2nd year anniversary. Thank you, Megan, for thinking of us. And thank you all for listening for 2 years now. So, all right. We've got celebrity chef Chad Visker coming up at 6:35. But right now we have a few more minutes with our current guest, and we need to give her the proper attention and time because we overcame technical difficulties and she is here with us now, and she's a heck of a dancer, Orly. Well done.
I know, very nice. Yeah, move. Right.
If you're watching on the stream, you saw it. Yeah. All right. So tell us, you got Waterloo tomorrow night and then Janesville on Friday. Okay.
Yes. And then Janesville on Thursday. I'm bringing a whole bunch of amazing funny mamas from all over the Midwest, because those are the only ones I could get here in December. All the ones from Florida and North Carolina are like, yeah, can you bring us in June?
Yeah, smart choice.
Yes. So yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. And I love the show. I love surprising men who come to the show because they're like, that was really funny. I'm like, yeah, just because we're moms doesn't make us unfunny. So it's good.
If anything, like, it seems like being a mom and all the stuff as parents that we go through, it gives you more of a canvas, so to speak, for material with your kids, with your husbands, because, you know, we can be kind of dopey sometimes. Yeah. But like, how did you start this and how many moms are there in this group?
So I started with 4 moms. I am up to 100 moms from across the country that we pick and choose for every show. And wow. So, yeah, depending on like flights and things like that. So it's been amazing. And not just that, in my opinion, we have typical moms, those that, you know, are moms of children, but we also have dog moms and cat moms. And I try to feature them too, because I feel like those women women just keep getting passed up in this industry. So I want to give them credit. But like on our Mother's Day shows, it's always the typical, that woman is in pain at home with her children. Yes.
It's funny you say that. That's interesting because when I did stand up in the 90s, and I started at Zany's. So I think we started at the same club, if your bio is correct. But, you know, there was a lot fewer female comedians then. And it seems like now when my reels pop up, there's tons of female comics and they're hilarious. Like, when did this happen? When did that turn happen where all of a sudden there were a lot more women on the scene?
Can I be honest, Pete? I think. Yeah. With COVID, a lot of women were that had been waiting to get their shot with producers on these shows said, screw it, I'm just going to do it on my own and put it on Instagram. And that's how they kept getting popular. And then venues started signing them. But I think women have been passed up for a really long time, just for whatever reason. And I'm not saying every woman comic is funny, but I can tell you every bad mom of comedy comic is hysterical.
And some of them are even good moms, believe it or not.
You know, we against our better judgment. Yeah, I don't know how I did it. I have 2 great kids.
And when you do these shows, do you ever threaten to ground anybody?
No, this is my thing is if you're going to put a bra on, leave the house, buy a ticket, park the car, you're going to have a good time at the show. We're not the mean moms of comedy. We're the bad moms of comedy. So we're not going to heckle you back. We're not going to roast you. We're just talking about what it is like living, right? Aging, what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And it's funny. So, you know, and that's my thing is I can relate better to comics that are moms because we're living a same experience. Like if they're a 20-year-old and they're just talking about Pornhub and weed, I'm like, I'm kind of past that. So I want someone to talk to me about stuff that I am living as well.
That's very well put. Now, so my guest is Orly KG. She is the founder of Bad Moms of Comedy, and they are performing in Waterloo, Wisconsin on Friday. Sorry, I get my dates mixed up. Janesville is tomorrow night. Waterloo is Friday, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So check them out. But you guys have been on big TV shows too. I saw a clip where you were doing comedy in front of Jay Leno.
Yeah, was and the Kelly Clarkson show.
Intimidating at all?
I sweating my brains out? Yeah, yeah. I was so freaked out. And I was only doing comedy at that point less than a year. So, you know, Pete, I was like, all right, thank God I only have 90 seconds to do this. But since then, it's definitely grown. But we've been featured on Women's World Magazine and in SheKnows.com. And we're just having a really good time. And my thing is there are amazing female comics out there, and I love giving them this stage time because they totally deserve it. They're so funny. Kristen Toomey, Lindsay Porter, Leah Berman, so many, Mo Good, so many incredibly good comics that are on this show. It's awesome.
Fantastic. Well, I'm happy for your success, Orly, and I'm so glad you reached out and glad we were able to line this up. So let's do it again soon. Keep us posted on where you guys are performing. And, you know,
thank you for being a radio station that I didn't have to take a shower for. I really appreciate it. So when you sent me this link and you can see my face, I'm like, I'm sorry, this is what you're getting today.
Our smell-o-vision is turned off. Nice. So you're fine. And, it's a two-way street there, but thank you so much, Orly. Knock 'em dead, Thursday and Friday. And, let's do this again. This is fun.
That'd be great. Mwah. Have a wonderful holiday season if we don't talk before then.
You too. Thanks so much. All right. That's Orly KG from Bad Moms of Comedy. Check them out in Waterloo on Friday, Waterloo, Wisconsin, that is, and in Janesville tomorrow. And we should have got some information about, if you Google the Bad Moms of Comedy, all the information is out there because I did a little research earlier and they are a really fun group. In the 920, I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. Take it away.
That's not a good
Gene. Gene from Green Bay. That's a bad one. John from Madison says, I know you read both our Paul McCartney texts. To add to that, John Lennon, So This Is Christmas is so much better, even considering Yoko is singing it. I might disagree with the other John. All right, we're coming back with celebrity chef from Next Level Baker, Chad Visker. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Let's do it. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. We are coming to you live from Madison tonight. It is great to be here overlooking State Street. Just a reminder, we are giving away sets of tickets for The Godfather of Green Bay screening tomorrow night in the Atwood neighborhood at the Atwood Music Hall. It's the 20th anniversary of this film I made years and years ago, 20 to be exact, or thereabout. Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Thomas Lennon, Lance Barber, me, and a host of great Wisconsin and Midwest actors, and music by the Bodines. It's tomorrow night, a fun movie to watch with an audience. We are giving tickets away. Hope to see you out there, folks. $1 of every ticket goes to the Dane County Humane Society. But if you win 2 tickets tonight, you can donate whatever you want. So all you have to do, you don't even have to win them. You just text in the keyword for free tickets to tomorrow night's screening is green. If you text in that word right now, you could win 2 free tickets to the Godfather of Green Bay screening tomorrow night at the Atwood Music Hall here in Madison. Green, G-R-E-E-N. Conrad, you green. Take note of how to spell green? Okay.
I think I got it.
G-R-E-E-N. Text that in now. And if you can make it tomorrow night, we'll have tickets for you for the Godfather of Green Bay. Okay. Our question of the night is, what is a Christmas carol or song you never need to hear again? We've had quite an assortment, and we will read your text in a little bit. Coming up in hour number 3 is movie producer Brian Edding. We've talked to Lauren Holly. We've talked to Orly KG, who was fun. And now I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. This is his first time on Nightlight. He's a celebrity chef. He kind of was already, but now he's on this great show called Next Level Baker, a spinoff of Next Level Chef. One of Gordon Ramsay's babies, and he is a very talented guy, and I'm thrilled to have him on the show, Mr. Chad Visker. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, Pete. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
This is so much fun. I mean, what a thrill for you. I mean, you've already perfected the art of the pastry, and you were a chef. I assume you can make anything great. What is Next Level Baker been like for you? How did they find you, Chad?
Yeah, so kind of cool, Pete. You know, I have a couple different theories to how they found me. I think the official reason is My wife is very good at marketing. So she was you know, I'm terrible on computers, terrible at marketing. Luckily, my wife is really good at that stuff. So, you know, I just make all the good stuff. And luckily, she was, you know, tagging my stuff. Doing all of the hashtags that were kind of in with the, you know, so
good team. Yeah,
some producers, you know, stumbled across it. And, so we kind of did it backwards where, you know, hundreds of thousands of people applied where, you know, they found me and then I kind of went through the whole process after that.
So. Wow. That's pretty cool. I thought you were going to say somebody took a bite of one of your pastries and said, who made this? Get him on the show. That's exciting. Well, all right. So what can you tell us so far about your experience? I'm sure it's three rounds, right?
Yeah.
The first round or first show, it's three episodes. It's like a mini series. So is nostalgic chocolate treats. So you have to make them and it's three celebrity judges. It's Gordon Ramsay, Carla Hall, and Candace Nelson. How how was that? How was round one?
Oh man, Pete. So round one was probably, well, so I have nothing to compare it to. Okay. Just because I've never experienced anything like this in my life, but to kind of put it in perspective, you know, so it was filmed in Ireland. So I had 18 hours to think about what the heck I'm getting myself into. Right.
Yeah.
All the way from, you know, Milwaukee to Ireland. And honestly, I kind of had like all the emotions leading up to it, you know, leading up to episode. I was scared. Yeah, I'd been on TV, not at, you know, this magnitude.
Right.
You know, whether I was cooking or not, you know, I was very nervous for. And then, you know, throwing Gordon Ramsay, throwing Carla Hall, throwing Candace Nelson, you know, I'm flying up.
Yeah.
Gosh, can I turn around? Like, I don't even know if I'm qualified to do this. You know? So, but yeah, you know, honestly, it's one of those things that, you know, when they first reached out to me, I thought it was a scam. And then the whole process is so long and elongated. And, you know, you go through all these different phases before you actually find out if you're on the show. And honestly, when I was flying out to Ireland, I still wasn't guaranteed to be on the show. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so they flew 14 contestants out and only 12 actually made it on the show. So, you know, two alternate. But yeah, so I really had all the emotions. More than anything, you know, I would like to say I wasn't nervous, but come on now. I was very scared. But very grateful, you know, very grateful, Pete.
Yeah.
In the same breath, I had a lot of time to kind of reflect on how grateful I was for my journey. So,
yeah, I would imagine just being. I mean, first of all, you're successful already. You know, it sounds like you have a shop in Elkhorn, right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, Con, did we lose Chad?
Yeah, I believe so.
You did this, didn't you?
Sorry.
Let's see if we can get celebrity chef Chad Visker back. What a cool guy. I love this. And I have some great questions for him. So we'll get him back. We'll get Chad back. In the meantime, on the stream, our friend Terry Barr says, The Pretty Reckless has their first Christmas album. It's more on the metal side. The lead singer is Taylor Momsen, who played Betty Lou Wu in The Grinch. Oh, that's awesome. Leave it to Terry to find awesome music. Do we have Chad back? Chad, are you there?
I'm here. Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
That's okay. Fantastic. So yeah, I would imagine like you've already got this successful store. Your wife sounds like a brilliant marketer. Like you don't need a TV show, but it must've been a thrill. Like even if you, let's say you, and we don't know the results yet. And I know you can't share those, but if you're out on round one, people still know you've got that credit and you're just to make it there. You know your stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, even going into the competition, I had the mindset already that I had already won, you know? So even in my interview with the producers, I'm like, well, honestly, if I make it on, I already won. So it's a matter if I want to stack a double win or, you know, if we just want to call it a win. So because you're absolutely right. Just getting out there and creating these connections with the other chefs and the mentors, that in itself is, you know, worth all the money in the world, right? You can't put money, you can't put a price tag on that. So having those contacts, Chef Carla Hall, Gordon Ramsay in your back pocket, Candace Nelson, really win or lose, it doesn't matter. You have those contacts, right? And in our industry, those contacts are so important. So
yeah. That's so cool. Chad Visker is my guest. He is a celebrity chef and one of the contestants on Next Level Baker, the spinoff of Next Level Chef with Gordon Ramsay. And the show kicks off tomorrow night. The first round will air tomorrow night on Fox. It's called Baking Spirits Bright. It's got a very cool and nostalgic holiday theme. What can you just tell me, Chad, what was it like performing, you know, baking whatever in front of Gordon Ramsay and Candace and Carla? Was it, that had to be intimidating, but you know your stuff. How much did that affect you?
So it honestly, I felt at home. Honestly, I felt at home. Nice. I didn't feel intimidated. I felt like Gordon was very calming in the kitchen. I felt like Carla was very calming. Same with Candace. And I think, Pete, I truly think it's because of my background in the savory kitchens. So I'm very familiar with like the yelling and the coordinated chaos and how long on this chef, you know? So I honestly, that's kind of where I, you know, I pitch my tent every day. So it was weird, you know, because everyone's like, what the heck's wrong with you? A lot of people are intimidated, freaked out. But honestly, it's so subjective too, Pete, because it's like, what's your mindset going in? Are you going to be offended that one of the best chefs in the world is giving you constructive criticism? Or are you going to take it as it's supposed to be received, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so it's, and not everyone's like that, right? Because it's such a raw thing, you know, because we are artists, right? And we're putting our work out there. So it's such a raw thing to be critiqued on national television. Especially if you don't agree with them. But for me personally, I'm, you know, I have the mindset where I always have something to learn, right? So
right. That's a great outlook. And that's impressive because I made a bologna sandwich for Gordon Ramsay once and he hated it and he tore me to shreds. So it had the little olives in it. I thought he'd be impressed. But tell him I said hi. Talk about, you mentioned the camaraderie with the other bakers.
Yeah.
You know, I remember being around other comics, and when I was younger, I was sort of like, oh, he's on that show. I haven't been on that show. It's a little more competitive. And then you get older, and you just truly mature and appreciate their craft. Is it the same way with bakers? Like, when you talk to these people, it must be a thrill for you. It must be invigorating.
Yeah, it's honestly... You know, I was thinking to myself when I was out there, like, how, aside from culinary school, you know, you kind of see this dense population of, you know, food and baking enthusiasts. But aside from that, like, I haven't really been in a room with that level of professionals, you know, really ever in my career. And just to be around them and, you know, kind of geek out with them was phenomenal. Because they're just as nerdy as I am, you know, and they love it just as much as I do. Like, we still have a group chat that goes off nonstop.
Oh, nice.
You know, and it's funny because sometimes I'm still in boss mode, so they'll be like, "Hey, anyone got a good caramel glaze recipe?" And I'll send it to the group message, and then I'll go over the methodology and be like, "Okay, this is what you do. This. They'll be like, "Come on, Chad!" Like. You know how to make this.
That's great. I noticed some of your representatives sent some clips out of the show. You are the tallest chef by far. Like, you tower over the other contestants. Is it harder to cook or bake when the food is that much farther away from you, Chad?
You know, I think I'm used to it. So there's been so my bakery, I intentionally have the tables a little higher.
Right.
It was such a whirlwind being out there. I don't even know if I could think, you know, because you get out to Ireland and you have jet lag, right? So I wasn't sleeping good. Their food is so much more fresh than the food we have in America. So it's not a good situation there. you know, yeah. So I'm not sleeping. The food's running through me. So, like, my back was hurting, but I was dialed in, right? So it's incredible what your body are going on. 2 hours of sleep, you know, 3 hours of sleep when you really want something. So,
right. Oh, that's great. All right. My guest is Chad Visker. He is if he wasn't a celebrity before, he certainly is now. He is from Next Level Baker, one of the contestants that airs tomorrow night on Fox. We'll have a couple more minutes with Chad after this very short break. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I be with you. I really want to see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my love. My sweet Lord. My love, oh my love, I really wanna know you. I really wanna go with you. I really wanna show you, Lord, that it won't take long, my love.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. We're in the final few minutes here of Act Two tonight on Nightlight. So great to have you with me, folks. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. And as we talk about Christmas songs and movies and pastries, my current guest is Chad Visker. You can see him tomorrow night on Next Level Baker on Fox. It's a three-part miniseries and a spinoff of Next Level Chef with Gordon Ramsay. Chad and I have been talking about the show. Chad, tell us about your pastry shop. Where can people go to experience Flavor Country?
Yes. So we are in downtown Elkhorn, you know, right between like Whitewater and Lake Geneva.
Nice. Okay.
Yep. 29 North Wisconsin Street, just right downtown. Really can't miss us. So
love it. You know, pastries are my weakness. Like I like more so than I said this before, meat, pasta, fish, whatever, all the stuff I like to binge eat. I could give those up before I could give up a great pastry on the weekend with my coffee. You know, like, are they your favorite things to make, or do you just do it really good? And so you have to do it.
Oh, wow. You know, I would say a little bit of both.
Okay.
Because I make so many different things at the shop and, you know, for like wholesale as well. So like my favorite thing to make is probably laminated doughs, which is the base of so many good pastries like croissants. You know, it's the base for
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely an art to it. And, you know, kind of one is never the same, which is really cool. But yeah, I'd say, you know, a little bit of both, you know, I'm good at it, but I also just do it every day. So.
Were you a fan of competition shows before you were part of one? Like, did you watch these shows like Cupcake Wars or any of these competitive food shows?
You know, honestly, I'm so boring, Pete. I got two kids. I got two young kids. I got a 2-year-old and a 8-year-old. So between that, you know, and the business, me and my wife are lucky to, you know, give a hug and a kiss. Hello, goodbye. You don't want to watch a TV show, you know? But no, I've never really been into TV much. Is that weird? Like I've always been more like outdoors. You know, honestly, sure. My wife, she'd make fun of me, but in college, like on the weekends, I'd be cooking, you know?
Oh, that's so cool. What do you think about, like, to me, I have seen some of those shows, my wife and my daughter watch them occasionally and I would sit with them and, you know, it seems so hard to, unless food is really bad, unless something is prepared and it's terrible, which I doubt any of these chefs on TV do. How do you judge it? Like I equate it to kind of like movies. Like when I watch the Oscars, I'm like, how do you pick the best movie? It's all subjective. Is it the same way with food?
It's so hard. Yeah. So I've actually been a judge in competitions And the same thoughts go through my head, because it's like, you're here judging, you know, six incredible. So this is when I was judging a competition, you know, tasting six incredible dishes. And it's like, evils, right? They're all amazing. So, yeah. You know, it's really like, you know, thoughtfulness for a dish, like how thoughtful are you when preparing the dish, you know, whether it's
right,
you know, savory or sweet, because, you know, that's really what takes an experience to the next level. That's number one on my list when I go to restaurants, when I'm eating something. How thoughtful is the person that I'm eating their art? So, yeah, sorry, kind of getting off topic here. But
no, that's good. That's very insightful. No, that's great. Do you have a favorite restaurant? Favorite Wisconsin eatery that is not yours that you could recommend? Where should we go from the next level, one of the next level bakers? Oh, we lost Chad again.
Conrad, I think he'll be right back.
The studio elves are at work.
Here he is.
Hey, he's back. There he is.
I'm back, guys.
We've got about 2 minutes left, Chad, and this has been so much fun. I asked you, pardon?
I said, I know, so much fun.
I know. Would it kill you to bring some pastries by sometime? I would love to.
No, honestly, it wouldn't.
Listen, if you didn't have this big show tomorrow night, I would invite you to the Atwood Music Hall for the movie that we're showing tomorrow night, and I would love to. One of these days, I'll make it into your shop in Elkhorn. I just am such a sucker for great pastries. Before we let you go, what is there something, because we talk about movies and TV and music a lot on the show, are you watching something you could recommend? Are you and your wife, or just you binge watching something?
What am I binge watching right now? Samantha, what are we binge watching? I know, I'm a big sports guy. I'm a huge music guy, so I like to watch older concerts.
Oh, nice.
I'm a big Grateful Dead fan. I really like folk music. So yeah, I'm kind of like music. I'm really into O'Teal right now. I like O'Teal a lot, O'Teal and Friends.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's just a good show to watch. I would say Next Level Baker, Next Level Chef. Come on, let's go.
There you go. Real quick, who are a couple of your favorite folk artists?
I love M Ward. I love Kurt Vile. He's formerly from The War on Drugs, really good artist.
Oh, I love The War on Drugs.
Oh, I love The War on Drugs too. So Kurt Vile was was the guitar player for them in the early 2000s, only a couple albums. And then he kind of broke off and does his own stuff. So yeah, M Ward, I love, oh gosh, put me on the spot here. Who else do I listen to?
Listen, let's pick up. I want you to come back soon. So let's continue that part of the conversation next time.
Yes.
Good luck. We'll be watching, Chad. It's great to meet you. And break a leg over the next few weeks on Next Level Baker.
Will do, guys.
All right. Thanks. Again. You got it. That's Chad Visker. Check him out on Next Level Baker. It premieres on Fox tomorrow night. DVR it. Come to the screening at the Atwood Music Hall, then go home and watch Chad. That was fun. All right, we're coming back for Act 3. Brian Edding will be with us, and we are going to do more Text to Win stuff. It's coming up on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.